kind of dangerous telling him he could call me whatever he wanted. And I will refer to him as RT if that's okay with you, because he was my son-in-law long before he was your pastor. And so RT he will always be. He has just done a wonderful job taking you into Scripture and looking at biblical foundations for how and why we need to honor our parents, especially we're talking mothers today just because it's Mother's Day. But I don't know if you're like me, a lot of times I'll leave a sermon, a Sunday school class, and the Scripture's spoken to me, the Holy Spirit has talked to me throughout it. But my question as I get up to leave is, you know, I see that, I read that here, but how? Practically, how can I go out from this place, or even before I leave this place, and begin to put some of those things into practice? So that is what I'm going to share with you today. Number one, one way you can honor your mother is to have patience with her. Patience isn't something that comes natural to most of us. We kind of, you know, fly in, have to stand too long at the grocery store, somebody cuts us off in traffic. It's difficult. It's difficult with mothers. Teenagers, it's difficult when mom has asked you for the 300th time how to program the DVR or how to work her cell phone. For those of us who are a little more mature, it can be difficult when our aging parents are moving so slowly or can't do the things that they used to do, and we become impatient. And so my word to you on this one is, remember God's patience toward you. Remember your mother's patience in raising you through those toddler years and those teenage years. Take a deep breath, breathe a breath prayer, and just move on. You know, just get through it with her and show her that patience. Second way you can practically honor your mother is to forgive her. No, she's not perfect. None of us are perfect other than our Lord and Savior. She's made some mistakes. For some of you, maybe they were huge mistakes. This one might be pretty difficult. But one of the greatest ways that you can honor her is to choose not to keep bringing up those mistakes in her presence, not to retaliate, not to get even, but to show her the forgiveness that your Savior has shown to you. Number three kind of ties in. You can show her appreciation and honor by appreciating her. Honor her by appreciating her. It's easy to dwell on those mistakes. We're all pretty good at fault finding. But we show love to our parents when we look past the discomfort and the frustration, and instead of complaining, choose to acknowledge, be thankful, grateful, look on those things that she has done that were good things, that were blessings to you, and build her up through that thankfulness and appreciation rather than tearing her down. Number four is to keep your promises. If you tell your mother you're going to do something, just like anyone else, follow through. Don't say it and then take off and something else better comes along and you just, you know, it's not important, I'm going to do what I want to do. Following through on your promises demonstrates to your mother that she's a priority. Your commitment and your trustworthiness absolutely show honor to your mother. Number five, laugh with her. Ecclesiastes 3:4 says, there's a time to weep and a time to laugh. Don't forget to laugh. Laughter does the heart good, your mother's heart and yours. Number six is to reminisce. Make some time to share fond memories with your mother. She loves it. Hearing things from the past, from your childhood, your teenage years, from your viewpoint, and let me tell you, your viewpoint is different than your mother's. Ask Karen anytime about 70 degrees or curling irons. She will have a story to tell you, and it's different than mine. So if you want to hear the truth, you can come see me. Reminisce. Number seven, ask her advice. You show honor to your mother when you ask her advice, no matter your age. The Bible, and RT alluded to this a little bit earlier, constantly associates youth with folly and wisdom with age. It tells us that those who have lived longer generally have accumulated greater wisdom. Now, you may When you weigh all the input, you may decide not to follow her advice when it comes down to making the decision, but it is very smart to ask for it. Number 8, pray for your mother. When you pray for your mother, you demonstrate love by communicating that her concerns are important to you. Make that communication a little stronger even by asking her how you can pray for her. And if you're a woman of Villa who attended the Breathe retreat a couple weeks ago, why not try praying in color for your mother and then give it to her? That would show honor. Number 9, take some time to talk with your mother. And when you do, be sure to say those words, "I love you." Never, ever underestimate the power of those 3 little words. Hearing them from you, her child, brings comfort, peace, and joy. And number 10 ties in with number 9. When you're talking with her, be sure to listen. Truly listen. Don't just hear the words, listen. Giving her your full attention, be present. Don't be sitting there interrupting her or thinking about how you're going to respond to what she's saying. Quiet your mind and listen to what she says to you. Number 11, interact with your mother on her agenda, not yours. It might be inconvenient. It's pretty easy for us to go, "I'll do it later," when it fits into my schedule. Make time for face-to-face interaction with your mother. Go see her in the evening, sit on the porch. Some of us still have front porches. Sit on the back patio, wherever it is. Sit with her and talk to her. Take her to lunch. Invite her to family activities. And this applies to us whether mom lives locally or far away. It's difficult no matter. When mom lives far away, we tend to think if she lived closer, this would be easy. It's not. We get involved in our lives, and mom's right there, and we keep thinking, "I'll do it later, I'll do it later." She's right around the corner. If she lives far away, we use that whole thing, "She's too far away to do this." Take some planning and some effort to schedule in those visits with her if she lives far away. Number 12, make regular contact with your mother. Regular and consistent contact shows honor. Text her, email her. If she's far away, Skype, FaceTime. You can learn to do these things with your mother, and she can learn to do it too. You might even, and I know this is a hard one in this day and age, you might even think about sending a note or a card. And classroom teacher here for many years, I realized that knowing how to address an envelope has kind of gone out of vogue, and some of us don't even know how to do it. If you need help with that, come see me, I'll show you. Address a card or a letter once in a while to your mother. Nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, shows appreciation and honor to your mother more than you taking a few minutes to sit down and write her a note on a piece of paper with a pen. Try it. Number 13, the last one, esteem your mother, both in private and in public. They are both important. This is a simple act that can bring so much honor to her. Give her credit where you can. In private, you're sitting around for an afternoon, sitting on that back porch. Tell her specifically. Just mention something that you appreciate. "Mom, I appreciate so much the fact that you taught me to put other people first. Mom, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the fact that you taught me how to do laundry." Okay, anything, simple. And when you're in public, speak highly of her. Okay, this is not the place to be putting her down. Speak highly. It's just like you would do with your spouse, anyone. You know, your mother is an important person, and Christ has told us to honor her. So make sure that you are honoring her with your words no matter where you are. There's even, this is kind of going even the extra mile, Dennis Rainey, who is head of an organization called Family Life, even suggests that at some point you might sit down and kind of combine 12 and 13 by writing out a tribute to your mother. And then maybe schedule dinner with her and read it to her and hand it to her so that she can take it home. That special act, rather than waiting till her eulogy, write that out now and hand it to her so that she has some time to cherish it and be honored by it. So these are some practical ways to put these things in action. And I know that some of us have had difficult relationships with our mothers in the past, and some of these might be very difficult. And I would just encourage you, if you heard one or two and you go, yeah, but you don't know my mom or my relationship, that would just be impossible. Seek some spiritual input. Go to the scriptures. Ask your pastor, those spiritually wise friends that you have surrounded yourself with. Seek out ways to do that, because we have been commanded to honor our mothers.